WIRX, everything that rocks.
The great white bat makes great right guano. I can't say it. That's hard to say fast.
Yo!
Good morning.
Damn. I turned my clapper on with that sneeze.
That's impressive.
That is impressive.
There you go. Anyway, it is the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter. I am going to try something here. All right. We're going to see if I'm still getting music in my headphones. Mm-hmm. Yeah, full music in there. I'm going to try something, Hunter. Can you still hear me?
I can hear you.
All right. Perfect. I'm putting my headphones in aux so I don't get distracted. But I can't. I don't. If something goes wrong on air, though, I won't be able to tell.
How is it that you always figure out a way to break something?
I didn't. This wasn't me, man. All right. It's just like, I don't know how the stuff works.
So you were in the studio.
Yeah.
Then you left yesterday.
Yeah.
Did somebody else come into the studio?
It could have. I don't know.
No. There's nobody else there. And then you're the next one in.
You know what, buddy boy? I don't like your tone right now. That's what I think we can...
Just try to break this down. Figure this out.
I'm going to break something in your nose. How about that? You keep it up, pal.
Good luck.
Anyway,
good luck. Get long up there. Reach.
Oh, good for you. Because I'm so short and you're so tall. I'm going to get up on a ladder. I'm going to punch you square right in the neck. Right in the neck.
Anyway, throat punch, huh?
Throat punch. That's very effective. We got to get to it. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. Owner John Van Lanningham, his crew, going to get you taken care of. Big or small, they got you covered. AIR. Well, two new David Bowie EPs will be released for Record Store Day on April 23rd as companions to his Brilliant Adventure box set and the toy album. The Brilliant Adventure EP will be out on CD and as a 12-inch single, features four previously unreleased tracks, The Outside Era, including two live tracks performed by Bowie and pianist Mike Garson at a fundraiser in the New York Public Theater and at the Shakespeare Festival in New York on September 8, 1995. The Toy, You've Got It Made with All the Toys EP, will be out on CD and a 10-inch vinyl single, has two previously unreleased live tracks from 2000, a previously unreleased vocal and piano mix of Shadow Man, and three streaming-only alternate versions of toy tracks. So a lot of new stuff that hasn't ever been released, at least not to the public at this point. So
you said they released it in CD and 12-inch vinyl?
A 12-inch and a 10-inch for the respective ones, yeah.
But cars still come with CD players? Like, if you buy a brand new 2022 right now, you can throw a CD in that bad boy?
I think most of them still do, but I think it's also an option that you can get. I mean, do Teslas have CD players?
I don't know. I don't think so.
It's interesting. It definitely
I
is.
I'd be surprised, really.
I'd be more surprised if I could go be like, all right, I want a new 2022 Silverado. Put a cassette deck in that bad boy.
You know, much like the vinyl, though. Like now you got to go out and get a vinyl, you know,
yeah.
Player.
Yep.
And it's usually like nostalgic, you know, it's kind of a.
Yeah.
Is that going to be a thing for CDs? You're going to have to go out and get the CD player and figure out how to play this damn thing.
I think it'll be easier to get the CD players, possibly. I don't know, though. Like. The one in my truck doesn't work anymore. There's a CD stuck in there because they, you know,
CRB,
they go,
same thing.
Same thing.
They stopped working like a year ago.
Yep. You got a shelf life, but yeah, I mean, I think you'll be able to get CD players still. And will they go out? It's just there's so many CDs. I mean, there's billions of CDs out there.
Oh God.
So we're gonna have to do something. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, it'll be a time where like there'll be a machine that you just you run it through once and it pulls everything off. You don't have to sit there and burn the. Remember, burning CDs is awful.
Oh God,
it was took forever.
Took forever.
You get that one track that didn't load and it ruined the entire CD, or you put too many songs on and it didn't fit, so the one song got cut off. Yeah.
Remember, you paid the extra few dollars to get the rewritable CD. So you could.
I never trusted that. Not one bit. But. Anyway, if you're a Bowie fan or you're looking to add to your collection, April 23rd, Record Store Day, going to be a big day out there, so go check it out. All right, that is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, February 11th, 1977, Mike Shinoda of Linkin Park was born in Los Angeles,
right.
California. Obviously, one of the founding members of Linkin Park. I think Linkin Park does get a lot of credit, but I want people to truly realize, like, they were, I mean, top three bands to basically launch the rap rock genre, if you will.
Such a staple of my childhood growing up.
Dude,
when that CD came out. Oh,
Hybrid Theory blew our minds.
It did. It really did.
If you were between the ages, I would say, of like maybe 12 to 30, is that too far, maybe?
Yeah, probably not, no.
Dude, it was like so nothing we'd ever heard before. Nothing.
I heard it for the first time when we were in the locker room, I think, and one of my buddies like, dude, you got to check this out. And we used to listen to music before like football and whatnot. He put that CD on. I was like, oh my God, this is getting me pumped up.
It was released in 2000. That was my first year of high school. And I don't know. Words can't really describe when you heard it the first time. It was something. As a young man, it was like, oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway.
That whole line. Then they came out with the reanimation CD.
Yep. Yeah, it was. It was insane. It was insane. But so happy birthday, Mike. Thanks for making some kick-ass music. So, all right, that is your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR. We'll be back. Brock.